The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our seventh episode, entitled I Am the Good Shepherd, depicts a portion of the life and ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it came to pass that as Jesus passed among the people, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And the disciples gathered around Jesus and asked him, saying,
Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while I am with you. The time cometh when I shall have finished my work. Then I go unto the Father. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Come, John, let us draw close unto this man.
Sir?
My good sir, can you spare anything?
There is a man here with us who can heal thy blindness.
What? Knowest thou me?
No, sir, but be at peace.
Who is it that speaketh unto me? I mean no harm, sir. I am but a beggar.
Be of good comfort, man. All is well. The master is here.
Master? Who is this man?
His name is Jesus of Nazareth.
Mine eyes! What doest thou?
Kind sir, he anoints thine eyes with the clay.
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam.
I will do so, sir.
Woman, wouldst thou lead him there?
Yes, sir. I know this man. I will take him there. Here is the pool. Sit here at the side, and I will help thee. Have they done thee harm?
No. I was told by the man Jesus to come to the pool to wash, and that I would receive my sight. It was the man Jesus that covered mine eyes with clay.
Yes, I saw. But can this be? Dost thou believe this man?
I will do as he hath asked of me.
Lean forward, then. The water is before thee.
Yes. What is this?
What is it? What troublest thou?
No. There is no trouble. I see. Mine eyes can see.
Thou canst see? What is this thou sayest unto me?
Yes, I can look upon thee. I see thee. I see thy face, thy hands. I see the people about me. I see all. God hath heard my pleadings. It is a gift from heaven. It is a miracle.
Look upon me. Is it true? Thou dost see my face?
Yes, I see thee.
Oh, praise be to God. Come, let us go to thy parents and family and neighbors and show them what great thing God hath done unto thee.
Woman, is not this thy son, the man who sat begging by the way?
It is he.
But no, this man sees, whereas the beggar is blind. He is like him, but he is not the same.
I tell thee, sir, it is the same man. I am his mother. This I know.
Yes, sir, it is I. I was blind, but now I see.
But how were thine eyes opened?
A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I came hither and washed, and I received my sight.
Where is this man, this Jesus who hath anointed thine eyes?
I know not. Perhaps he remaineth near the pool.
Let us seek him together, that we may thank him and praise him.
Come, we must go and declare this to all.
We have brought the man who is said to have received his sight. He is the one who comes behind me.
Let him enter. Guards, bring him here to us. Art thou the man who was blind?
Yes, sir, I am.
And thou speakest truth?
Yes, sir.
On this, the Sabbath day, tell us, how didst thou receive thy sight?
The man named Jesus put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and now I do see.
He put clay upon thine eyes? And this hath healed thee?
I washed the clay from mine eyes in the pool of Siloam, and yes, now I do see.
This hath happened before, hath it not? This man healeth on the Sabbath day.
Yes, word hath come to us that this man Jesus healeth the sick. It is a gift he hath, and he imparteth it freely among all men.
Yet for this very act, healing on the Sabbath, he is not a man of God, for he keepeth not the Sabbath day.
How can a man that is a sinner do miracles? And when he is questioned regarding the Sabbath, he speaketh with great knowledge of the law, and with sincere respect.
He knoweth the law, yet he offendeth the law.
Sir, thou who wast blind, what sayest thou of him that hath opened thine eyes?
He is a prophet.
But, sirs, perhaps this man lieth to us. Perhaps this man was never blind, and that which he claimeth hath been wrought upon him is merely a pretense to deceive the people.
The man appeareth an honest fellow. Why would he lie? Dost thou speak the truth, sir, or dost thou beguile us?
There is no deception in me. Why should there be? As I have said, I speak the truth.
I do not believe this man.
Well, do we have witnesses who will verify the man's story? Are there those who have seen him blind and know of a certainty that he couldst not see?
Sir, this man's parents are without. They followed us when we laid hands upon him and brought him here to thee. They claim he was born blind.
Very well. Let them come forth.
Ye are to enter.
Is this thy son, of whom it is said was born blind?
Yes, sir, he is.
How then doth he now see?
We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not.
He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself.
If this tale thou tellest be true, give God the praise. We know that this man, Jesus, is a sinner.
Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
What was done to thee? How opened he thine eyes?
I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?
Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples.
We know that God spoke unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is.
Why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes? Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind, except he be of God? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? Guards! Take him and his parents away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the man who was blind that now seeth. The Pharisees took him and his parents for questioning. But look, we have found him. He comes with Thomas.
Jesus, the Pharisees have banished him from the synagogue. Yet he is unharmed.
But see, behind us come those from among the Pharisees. They yet follow the man, perhaps looking for thee.
Sir, I am grateful to thee. Where I was once blind, I now see. I know not how this was done.
Dost thou believe on the Son of God?
Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?
Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee.
Lord, I believe.
Master, the chief priests and Pharisees come.
For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind.
What sayest thou? Are we blind also?
If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see. Therefore your sin remaineth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Master,
good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Which?
Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
All these things I have kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?
If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, and follow me.
I thank thee, Master. Good day.
He is grieved, Lord, and sorrowful. For it is said that this young man hath great possessions.
How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? I say unto you again, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Who then can be saved?
With men, this is impossible. But if they will forsake all things for my sake, with God, whatsoever things I speak are possible.
Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?
Verily, I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the resurrection when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him,
How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
Again he speaketh blasphemy.
This is blasphemy.
He stateth that he is one with God.
Take up the stones, for this man hath spoken blasphemy even upon the grounds of the temple.
Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me?
For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God.
Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified, and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him.
And though they sought again to take him, he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John had first baptized. And there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there.
Master, here is a young man come from Bethany, from the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. He has a message sent from the sisters there.
Tell us then, lad, what is the word they send?
My lord, thy friend Lazarus, whom thou lovest, is gravely sick. Martha and Mary beseech thee, master, that thou wouldst come unto them with haste, that he may be healed.
This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. When he had heard that Lazarus was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he said to his disciples,
My brethren, let us go into Judea again.
Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again?
Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep.
Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well.
Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him.
Peter,
James,
let us also go, that we may die with him, for I fear lest the Jews will take him and put him to death.
We go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spat upon. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again.
John, what is this that he saith unto us?
I know not the meaning of his words, but his countenance seemeth troubled.
It is as if there be a heaviness to him as he speaketh of our return to Bethany and Judea.
I sense the same.
John, shall we ask of him that which our mother hath desired that we ask of him?
Perhaps the moment is not well chosen. Perhaps we should ask at a better time, James.
There may not be a better time. I shall ask him now.
Then I go with thee.
Master, our mother has desired of thee a certain thing, and we too wish to ask it of thee.
What would ye that I should do for you?
Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory.
Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
We can.
Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of the Father.
We heard the words thou hast spoken to James and John.
Master, how is it that these two can ask of thee this question?
Are we not all to be counted among those that will be found with thee in thy glory?
Perhaps there are those among us who have withheld such questions for fear of offense.
All of ye, come unto me. Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as ransom for many.
Then when Jesus came to Bethany, he found that Lazarus had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, or close to 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house.
Who is it that cometh? John, is it Martha?
It is Martha.
Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God,
God will give it thee.
Thy brother shall rise again.
I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. I pray thee, Lord, await us here, and let me go and call to Mary, that she too may come to thee. Mary, the Master is come and calleth for thee.
Where is he?
He is not yet come into the town, but he awaiteth us on the road to the east. That is the place where I met him.
He awaiteth openly? Do the Pharisees know he is here? As of late, they have sought to stone him.
He is with the disciples and other followers. Presently, he's in no danger that I could see.
And what of those that wait upon us here? They will follow us. Is there danger in that?
I hope not. They will see us go, and they will think that in our hastiness we are going to the grave to weep there. If they follow, it shall be well. Come quickly, Mary.
Jesus. James and I have kept watch. Mary and Martha come from their house, and with them are others who appear to be mourners.
We see none with them that be Pharisees or rulers.
Lord? Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
Where have ye laid him?
This way, Lord. Come and see.
Thomas, John, follow with me. Let us walk among the mourners and keep watch for the Jewish leaders. They may know we are here, close to Jerusalem.
Very well. James, John, is Jesus weeping?
Yes. Yes, I see that he is.
Sirs, behold how Jesus loved the man Lazarus.
Yes, woman. Jesus hath great love for Lazarus, as he doth for Mary and Martha.
Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?
Woman, I know not how to answer thee. We will wait upon the Master and see what he showeth us.
Lord, this is the place of his burial.
It is as a cave. The stone thou seest covereth the entrance to the sepulchre.
Take ye away the stone.
Andrew and Thomas, come help us move the stone.
Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days.
Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God?
Done, Lord.
Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Lazarus, come forth.
Lazarus, thou art whole, thou art well. Lazarus, dost thou hear me? Let us go to him. Help him, Peter.
Behold, the grave clothes are yet upon his face and body, and his face is bound about with a napkin.
Master, what shall we do?
Loose him and let him go.
Praise God in heaven, he who was
what
dead
is this 4 days?
Lazarus,
now
walketh
before us.
Andrew, help me loosen the grave clothes.
He who was dead now lives.
Lazarus is alive.
Peter, John, take his arms.
Philip, come closer. Help us.
there in Bethany. The word that spreadeth among Jewry is that the man, this Lazarus, had been dead 4 days. Where were our people? Were we not to watch for the man of Nazareth and his followers?
Attempts were made to stone the man when he was last amongst us, but he passed through our midst, and he was lost to us.
What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation.
Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not.
What meanest thou by this, Caiaphas? Then we take counsel together for to put him to death for the good of our nation.
Hold, Zadok. Our hastiness may prove a fault.
Not so. Let us counsel together as well how this man Lazarus might be put to death, because that by reason of him many of our people go away from us and believe on Jesus.
Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover. Then sought they for Jesus, and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple, wondering if Jesus would come. Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where Jesus was, he should make it known, that the Pharisees might lay hold on Jesus and take him. This concludes the 7th episode in a series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Men, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode entitled The Triumphal Entry.